You're listening to SBS News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is describing the Russian military as executioners, rapists, and marauders as more reports emerge of violence allegedly committed by Russian forces in Bucha on the outskirts of Kyiv. Bodies lay scattered in the city's streets after Russian soldiers withdrew from the area.
Presidents don't usually write down addresses like this, but today I have to say just that, to talk about the discoveries in Bucha and our other cities from where the occupiers were expelled. Hundreds of people killed, tortured, executed civilians, bodies on the streets, booby-trapped areas, even the bodies of the dead are booby-trapped. Widespread aftermath of looting, concentrated evil has visited our land. The killers, executioners, rapists, marauders who call themselves an army and who deserve only death after what they've done.
Images of the bodies of people whom residents said were killed indiscriminately have emerged from Bucha. A slew of European leaders have condemned the atrocities and called for tougher sanctions against Russia and its leaders. In his latest video statement, the Ukrainian president invited Angela Merkel and Nicolas Sarkozy, the former leaders of Germany and France, to visit Bucha and to see for themselves the after effects of two soft sanctions.
Now we are fighting for survival in the most terrible war in Europe in all the time since World War II. I invite Merkel and Sarkozy to visit Bucha and see what the policy of concessions to Russia has led to in 14 years. To see with your own eyes the tortured Ukrainians and Ukrainian women.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz sharply condemned the reports from Bucha and demanded an independent international investigation. Journalists in Bucha are reporting and sending shocking images of the bodies of at least 9 people in civilian clothes who appear to have been killed at close range. At least 2 had their hands tied behind their backs. Chancellor Scholz could not hide his shock following the reports.
We must relentlessly investigate the crimes of the Russian armed forces. I demand that international organizations such as the International Committee of the Red Cross be given access to these areas and document the atrocities. The perpetrators and their employers must be held accountable.
Mr. Scholz also says further sanctions against Russian President Vladimir Putin and his associates are being discussed. This comes as Ukrainian Deputy Prime Minister Irina Verichuk says the mayor of the village of Motyzin in the Kyiv region was murdered while being held by Russian forces.
Yesterday, in the liberated territory of the Kyiv region from the occupiers, we learned of the killing of the mayor of the village of Motyzin, Olga Sukenko. She was unfortunately killed in captivity by the Russians. This is a war crime. The guilty will inevitably be punished in accordance with international humanitarian law.
A resident says the mayor was killed in an execution-style slaying, along with her husband and son. Ms. Verischuk says the United Nations and international organizations are being informed of the 11 mayors and community heads currently in Russian captivity across Ukraine. Meanwhile, Pope Francis has repeated that he's ready to go to the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, but is yet to decide if it would be feasible. He says he'd like to meet this year with Patriarch Kirill of the Russian Orthodox Church, whose support for the war has split the worldwide Orthodox community.
If doing it would be bringing any improvement, if it is useful to do it and if I must do it. All this is up in the air. For a while we have been thinking of a meeting with Patriarch Kirill. We are working on this. We are thinking about doing it in the Middle East.
Meanwhile, Russia's Defense Ministry spokesman Igor Konashenkov says Russian forces have destroyed a Ukrainian aviation and air defense control center in the Kyiv region.
Big fuel depots in Konstantinivka in the Mykolaiv region, Slavuta in the Rivne region, and Ternopil were hit by high-precision air-based weapons. These depots were used to supply fuels to Ukrainian troops in Mykolaiv and Donetsk directions. An aircraft park and a fuel depot have been destroyed as a result of a strike at the beloved airfield in the Mykolaiv region. A Ukrainian aviation and air defense control center has been destroyed at the Vasilkiv airfield in the Kyiv region.
The United Nations Refugee Agency says nearly 4.2 million Ukrainians have fled the country, with almost 40,000 pouring into neighboring countries in the last 24 hours alone, although Ukraine's Interior Ministry says more than 500,000 Ukrainians have returned. The International Organization for Migration says nearly 6.48 million people are estimated to be displaced inside Ukraine. Aslam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.